Claire Braden felt as lifeless as the wooden pew she called her own in the small church. 3 months ago, she'd been right here in church, listening to the sermon while elbowing her husband in the ribs to stay awake. She'd playfully reminded Thomas, like she did every Sunday, that she was his rib. She'd loved him so, but that seemed like eons ago in a different world. Now, he was trapped in a snow-white tomb while she was listening to Celia explain how they would replace their husbands with mail-order grooms. Thank goodness, Mary Lee had taken the children outside. Claire couldn't understand how on earth she was going to explain to Tom Jr. and Leah that she was going to marry a man to replace their father just so they could survive and plant new crops in the spring. She bit her lip to keep her tears at bay. Thomas wasn't just a plow horse to be replaced. He'd been her husband, and she loved him. Her breath caught as she recalled her secret, and the dread that she'd caused this disaster to fall on the whole town. She could tell no one, especially after Pastor Collins had preached that God was angry and had punished them. Claire looked around at the widows of Last Chance, Nebraska, a town without men. They'd all, including her husband, been killed in a series of freak blizzards. Make that all except the town drunk, and the preacher, who suggested one of the widows should marry him. Claire pitied that gal. Quiet had fallen over the congregation of widows, and Claire looked up. In a flash, she remembered everything about Thomas. They'd met at a church social in Briarwood, Ohio. Both had come from farming families. That day, the sky was blue and the sun bright. In a moment of amazing clarity, Claire had known that Thomas would be her husband. That was the first time she'd had such a deep knowing in her gut. She'd trusted that inner voice. Heather's voice brought Claire back to the present. Pick a letter. We've had quite a response, so you can select more than one to make a choice on which man you want to marry. Claire Braden, will you come and choose your letters? Claire braced herself. It all sounded so sterile, as if choosing an unknown man to replace the man you loved was the sanest thing to do under the circumstances. If it were possible, Claire would get up and run away. But there was nowhere to go. Nebraska winters weren't kind, and they were in the grips of one of the hardest. Besides, this was her children's home and farm, and they didn't want to leave. She'd mentioned it once, and the look on Tommy Jr.'s face was enough to let her know that leaving wasn't an option. The truth was, there was no escape. Claire didn't have money to go anywhere and barely had enough to stay and survive, and she couldn't take care of the farm and children alone. Perhaps if only a few of the men had died, the others would have helped with the farming. But with food being scarce, the men of Last Chance had gone on the hunt and died. Still, Claire had a plan and hope. The unspeakable idea that she could tell no one about, lest they blame her for the ruin that had befallen them all. Claire would know which letter to choose when she saw the envelopes. Somehow, deep inside her, she knew that the man who was to come and save her would make himself known. Oh, she'd voted along with the others as they faced a hard winter on the Nebraska plains without their men. There had been little choice. A few had the option of going back east to live with families. Neither Claire nor Thomas had relatives back east or anywhere. Claire's name was called again, and she darted a gaze around the room before rising. Asking the Lord for courage, she stood and walked to the table at the front of the church. With shaking hands, she looked over the envelopes, mostly at the handwriting and the mark, to see where they were from. James, Andrew, Paul, all strong-sounding farming names. Then she saw it. Ethan Fremont. His name sounded educated. His handwriting was exquisite, as if it had been written by a man with long fingers, and not the clumsy, stout hands of a farmer. And like with Thomas, she knew. He was the one. She held the letter to her chest and nodded that she'd made her pick. Heather stopped her. You can choose at least two more. No, this is the one.